Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Maddie A.
Today's going to be a real and raw episode for a couple reasons. One, today marks the 20th anniversary of 9/11, a day in history that I know any American that was alive during that day will never forget. And there's a story I want to share with you about one of the many heroes that day. And specifically, I want to share with you something that he said at the very end of the show that will tie into the theme of today's episode. I want to first, preface that I'm going to say some stuff that you might agree with or you might disagree with. But know that I'm saying all of this out of love for our country, for the amazing people who have fought for it, that live in it, and who will be the ones who lead and create the future of it. You know, we're at a really critical point in time in the history of our country. And I know for me personally, I feel called to speak up, to stand up, and to make sure no matter what happens, I am not a part of the silent majority. And I'm encouraging any of you who might feel that way too to do the exact same thing. Now is the time for leaders like you and I to step up and to exercise the freedoms that we have. Now is the time everyone needs to stand up and speak out for what they believe in, because if you don't, if you remain silent, it may be too late. And I say that as humbly as I possibly can. It sounds kind of extreme, right? It sounds like a little bit of paranoia. And I believe in having healthy amounts of paranoia. It creates moment-to-moment awareness. It allows us to trust in our gut and to lean into some of the things that maybe we don't feel are right. And in hindsight, most of the time, we're spot on. And the last 18 months have been one of those moments where the hair on the back of my neck have been standing up and I just can't put my finger on why. Now, as of yesterday, Joe Biden and his administration and the federal government took another major step towards eliminating certain freedoms that you and I enjoy. And I think everybody kind of recalls what Joe Biden said in 2020. And if you don't, I'll play this short little soundbite for you.
I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
So basically, he said masks shouldn't be mandatory. Indefinitely, the vaccine shouldn't be mandatory, let alone entering private sector and telling people how they need to ultimately run their businesses, major state overreach, and now not only how they need to run their businesses, but how they need to control the health of individual human bodies, employees within their businesses. Guys, now is the time to be paying very close attention. And this is just one example of many of the things they said they weren't going to do. And 2, 3, 4, 5 months, 6 months down the road, they do the complete opposite. If your spider senses are tingling like mine, then now is the time to lean in and investigate why. There's going to be a lot going on right in front of our faces and behind the scenes over the next few months and moving forward. And that really is going to dictate what the future, what the freedoms of this country look like. We have some really big implications long term. And I've said this before, I'll say it again. What you've experienced over the last year and a half is so much larger than a virus in your health. Yes, we can all agree, this is a real virus. But at the end of the day, if the media didn't tell you that this virus was what it is, if the media and now the government didn't create the magnitude and the fear that is around this virus, you wouldn't even know about it. Because when you go back and look at how many deaths there were last year versus the year before versus the last year before that, over the last decade, the delta on how many people have actually died is very small. The way they politicized and weaponized this virus has been something like we've never seen before. So this virus is the vehicle that is being used to control, to pump fear, to manipulate and divide. And I'm not going to stand around and allow it to ruin and divide the great country that we all love and live in. This is about power and control. Now, you know, this podcast is all about money. It's all about mindset. It's all about motivation. But sometimes there's a moment where you have to hit pause and say, all of those things won't even matter if we don't step up and lead in a way that we have to. And we've seen 2 weeks to flatten the curve obviously play out the way it has over the last 18 months. And it's not losing steam, guys. And mind you, this isn't just in the U.S. What's happening in other countries like Canada and Australia and the tyranny we're seeing, the COVID camps that are popping up, children being taken away literally out of their parents' arms for not having the jab or are going to take them to go and get the jab for not complying with mask mandates, that are getting kicked out of grocery stores and they're not even allowed to get food. This is coming to America very soon if we don't stand up and push back. We're already seeing it with massive issues in our supply chains. We're already seeing it with food shortages around protein. It sounds extreme. It sounds crazy. The reality of this situation is it could become fact and truth in your reality very soon if we don't stand up and push back. You're already seeing it in LA and New York, where it's becoming a two-part society. Those who've gotten the potion, those without. You want to go into a movie theater? Show me your passport. You want to come into this restaurant? Show me your passport. You want to go into that store? Show me your passport. We're seeing medical segregation in a way that we've never seen before. And it's only going to continue. The fact that we still have these heavy restrictions and the massive overreach of government should definitely concern you. Even if you agree with some of them, it should concern you. It was one thing when all this went down. I totally get it. We were all trying to figure out what the hell is going on, right? A lot of fear, a lot of concerns. But almost 2 years later, it should not be increasingly getting worse. And that's exactly what's happening. Now, let me preface this. And for all of you who've been following me, you've been following my stories on Instagram, you've been seeing what I've been putting out. From day one, you already know this, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I am pro-freedom. I am pro-choice. Always have been, always will be, across many different topics. But we're just going to talk about this for right now. And if you are someone that doesn't want to be around non-vaccinated people or in crowded spaces or whatever your concern is, cool. Then don't do that. No one's making you go outside or work or live where you're at or forcing your kids to go somewhere or to do something. The beauty is you have the freedom of choice to do something about it if you don't like what's going on or you don't agree. But for the people that want to mandate this and take those freedoms away from others, that are demonizing those who don't want to wear masks or to get the jab, that are making conspiracy theorists out of everyday logical and level-headed people like doctors, like scientists, like police officers and firefighters and teachers and nurses and moms and dads and everyday working Americans, because it doesn't align with the mainstream narrative or with your agenda, should be absolutely ashamed of themselves. To make it seem like they don't care about other human beings is deplorable. And what made and still momentarily makes America great is our freedom, guys. Do not forget that. Freedom of choice, of thought, of sexual orientation, you name it. It's founded on freedom. Whether you're Black, you're white, you're Indian, Asian, Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, straight, LGBTQ, whatever. It's the fact you can actually be that and still have options to choose how to live your life. In other countries, they'll jail you. Better yet, literally kill you for being any of these things that don't align with the powers that be. And if you're someone who's supporting this type of attack on our freedoms in the United States because it doesn't align with the action or the thought or the principle you think is right, and you support the government continuing to take these freedoms away from others, then you probably don't belong in America. You don't belong in America. Better suited, you're probably more aligned with living and enjoying being in a country that governs like that, like Cuba or China, because you are basically a communist. You're subscribed to a belief system that is not the US. And I will fight until the end to ensure that me, my neighbor, my family, my great-grandchildren, future generations get to enjoy these freedoms that have made America what it is today instead of reading about it in a history book one day, or most likely probably won't even read about it because they don't want them to even know that those freedoms were or are available to them. But if you're one of those people who wants to mandate things because you're so concerned about other people's health and livelihoods, why don't you start talking about mandating policy and leadership that promotes better nutrition? Why don't we start mandating taking out saccharin and nasty sugars and other things that create heart disease, that kill more and more Americans every single year? Why don't we start mandating exercise and physical activity? Why don't we start mandating things that actually solve health at its root? If this is about health and this is about people's livelihoods because they're concerned about others dying, why don't we start there? Why don't we actually focus on the things that solve health at its root, at its core, instead of the things that erode the fabric of our Constitution? Are you guys paying attention yet? Be very careful what train of thought you're subscribing to right now. I'm seeing more and more people, smart people, get brainwashed by the fear and tricked into supporting these things, manipulating the narrative in their own mind to actually fall into complicity and compliance, thinking you're doing good by others. You're not. And at the same time, I'm also seeing a lot more people wake up. Good. Wake up. Now it's time to lead and normalize the fact that people who don't agree with the agenda and the narrative aren't some tinfoil hat wearing crazy out there flying the Confederate flag, because that's what they're making everyone out to be who doesn't agree or align or comply. Conspiracy theorists, racist, bigot, hates their neighbor. All of that is pure BS. And the more people who stand up and speak out will give others who are normal and don't agree as well or feel like this is right the confidence to do the same thing. This is the beauty in leadership, but it takes a few brave individuals to lead that charge to give others permission to do the same thing. And as more and more and more of us stand up and do this, the more the resistance becomes normal. And it's no longer resistance, it is just what is. Now's the time to lead, guys. And the beauty is you're not alone. I create this content because I want you to know you're not alone. Based on how you show up over the next few years and how you lead will dictate what country we become and where it goes for the next few decades. Guaranteed. Now is the time to show up in a way that might scare you, that might force you to lose some friends. But what is your freedom worth? What is your family worth to you? What is your livelihood worth to you? Sounds extreme. I know. That's because it is. I believe this is an extremely monumental moment in the timeline of our country and where we will go. Now is not the time to sit back and say someone else will handle this battle for you. They will do it. They will fight the good fight. There is no they. You have to be the they in this situation. And that brings me to the amazing story of Wells Crowther. Wells Crowther was a 24-year-old who was working on Wall Street. He had always wanted to be a firefighter. and he died the morning of September 11th in Tower 2. He, instead of, when the second plane hit, running away in the opposite direction, ran into the building. Made it all the way up to the 71st floor. Found a group of survivors and got them down to one of the elevators where other firefighters were at and got them out. Instead of getting down, he decided to run back up. More flights of stairs, found a second group of survivors. And those who he saved told this story of heroism. And one of the things that he told them is they were all screaming, they were all in panic, chaos everywhere, flames burning around them. He calmly said, "Everyone who can stand must stand up now. If you can help someone, do it." He sent them down and he went back up. He obviously did not survive. They found his body amongst many other firefighters in uniform a few weeks later. His parents didn't even know about this story until they heard the story of a young man in a red bandana, which he was known for carrying around, and later was able to identify him, that was the hero who decided to stand up because he could and help others because he needed to. And this is my message to you today and moving forward, that you feel compelled to step up and stand up as a leader now and help someone. Help the future you. Help your business. Help your employees. Help your community. Help the future generations of this country by standing up and leading in a way like you've never led before. I can tell you this, you will not regret it. I guarantee 1,000% you will not regret standing up for what you believe in, what you think is right. Don't let fear paralyze you from leading and stepping up, just like Wells Crowther didn't allow it from stopping him and saving all those lives that day. So I'll leave you with this. One of my favorite quotes comes from one of the best leaders of all time, MLK. Martin Luther King Jr., and it says, "One has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws." And this is going to be a time we look back on in 5, 10, 50 years and realize what we did or what we didn't do during this time was a reason for the reality that you find yourself in that moment. I'm going to continue fighting for this country, for our Constitution, for our freedoms, but this is the time to make sure that you keep a cool head, that you fight smart, fight back with your voice, with your actions, with your time, with your dollars, with your resistance to things that don't feel right, that don't align with our country and what it stands for, that don't align with your core values. Do it with reason, do it with diplomacy, do it with intelligence. Most importantly, do it with courage. God bless America.